Okay, let's unpack this then. We're diving into that, well, that moment every homeowner or business owner dreads, right? When does just seeing, you know, a few ants crawling around become a real crisis, like something you actually need professional help for? For you listening, the mission here is finding that exact tipping point.
Yeah, it's interesting because it often starts with just sort of tolerance, doesn't it? You see one or two, you squash them, you move on. Yeah. But there are definite physical signs, indicators that your DIY efforts, well, they just aren't going to cut it anymore. We really need to distinguish between, say, a lost scout ant just wandering in and signs of a, you know, a full-blown colony setting up shop inside.
So, okay, let's say you've done the basics. You've cleaned up, sealed food containers, wiped everything down, but they still keep showing up. What are those, like, undeniable signals that we've crossed that line?
Well, the first big one is sheer numbers, but also consistency. Are you seeing a lot of ants consistently? Not just one or two stragglers, but maybe dozens appearing regularly. That suggests a colony growing, likely inside the structure itself. And look for those steady trails. Are they marching in a line straight to your kitchen counter every morning? Or maybe to the bathroom?
Okay, so a dedicated highway means trouble.
Exactly. It shows an established path to food, or often water. That's a strong sign. Also, finding actual nests. Look outside, near the foundation, maybe under paving stones, or even inside in wall voids sometimes. If you see mounds of disturbed soil or debris, that's a pretty clear indicator they're established and probably expanding.
Okay, that makes sense. But here's where it gets, I think, really concerning for people.
Mm-hmm.
Not all ants are just annoying, right? Some actually cause damage.
Precisely. That's a critical distinction. Most common house ants are primarily a nuisance contaminating food. But carpenter ants, they're different. They excavate wood to build their nests. So you need to look for signs like fine sawdust-like material. It's called frass.
Frass. Okay. Where would you typically find that?
You often find it piling up beneath wooden beams, windowsills, door frames, sometimes coming out of little cracks or holes. It looks like sawdust, but it might have bits of insect parts mixed in. That's a key sign they're tunneling inside the wood.
Mm.
You might also notice wood that sounds kind of hollow when you tap it.
Hmm. Hollow wood and frass.
Mm.
Okay, that sounds like a definite call for help immediately.
Yeah.
Situation.
Absolutely. Structural damage is no joke. And another trigger for calling pros, persistence. If you've tried treatments, maybe baits or sprays, and they just keep coming back, that often means the colony is large, maybe has multiple queens, or it could have satellite nests hidden away. DIY stuff rarely gets those.
Which brings us right to the DIY approach itself. You know, people grab a spray can from the store. Is that ever really enough? What are the risks?
Well, the biggest limitation, honestly, is that those over-the-counter products mainly kill the workers you happen to see. Those workers are just a tiny fraction of the whole colony. The nest, the queen, the larva deep inside, they're usually completely unaffected. So yeah, you get temporary relief, maybe, but you haven't solved the underlying problem at all.
And I read something really interesting, that using the wrong product, it could actually make things worse.
It absolutely can. This is a major pitfall. First, misidentification. If you think you have one type of ant but it's another, your treatment might be totally useless. But worse, some treatments, especially repellent sprays, can cause a colony under stress to split. It's a process called budding.
Budding. Okay, what's that?
Basically, a queen, or several queens, along with a group of workers, will break off from the main colony and go establish new nests elsewhere in your house. So your one infestation problem suddenly becomes two or three or more scattered around. It makes finding and eliminating them much, much harder. Plus, think about the hidden costs. All that time, the money spent on different products, it adds up and you're still not getting to the source.
Okay, so DIY is often temporary, can misfire badly with budding, and doesn't hit the source. So let's flip it. When you bring in professionals, what's the real advantage? What do you, the listener, actually get?
The biggest advantage is a comprehensive approach aimed at total colony elimination. It starts with a proper inspection. An expert identifies the specific ant species because treatment varies hugely, locates those hidden entry points, and tracks down the nesting sites, including any potential satellite nests. That inspection is crucial.
Right, finding the source, not just spraying the symptom.
Exactly. And then professionals have access to commercial-grade products. These are often non-repellent baits or liquids. This is key. The ants don't detect them as dangerous.
Ah, so they don't get spooked and scatter or bud.
Precisely. The workers walk through the treated zones, pick up the active ingredient, and unknowingly carry it back deep into the nest. They share it through their social feeding habits, and eventually it reaches the queen or queens. It's called the transfer effect, and it's designed to wipe out the entire colony for a long-term solution, not just the ants you see today.
And presumably there's a safety aspect too.
Yes, absolutely. Professionals are trained in applying these products precisely and safely, minimizing risk to your family, your pets, and the environment while maximizing effectiveness. And honestly, it's usually faster. They can resolve an issue that you might battle for months, preventing a small problem from escalating into a massive, costly infestation.
Okay, so the big takeaway seems to be, recognize when it stops being a few ants on the counter and starts showing signs of an established, maybe hidden, internal colony. Trails, large numbers, frass, or just sheer persistence, despite your efforts. That's when you're likely fighting something much bigger than you realize.
Right. And that leads to, maybe, a final thought for you, the listener, to consider. Based on that idea of hidden nests and budding, if you're doing everything right, cleaning, sealing food, but the ants keep coming back, suggesting a hidden source, what percentage of that total colony, potentially hundreds of thousands strong, are you actually not seeing? And what damage might they be doing right now, completely out of sight?